my Twitty. Cause it ain't my Twitty.
Here we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty.
That is right. It is a That Ain't My Twitty. Now, it is a That Ain't My Twitty, which, as we know, yes, we give you three song titles, and typically, two of them are Conway songs, and one of them ain't.
Right.
But today, on Willie Nelson's birthday, there were a couple of crossovers throughout their career. Now, they didn't probably travel in the same circle. I'm sure they were friendly with each other. I've never heard Conway have any beef with anybody. Right on. Willie, maybe, you know, he got the nickname Shotgun Willie for a reason, if you know that story. But we are playing That Ain't My Twitty today. But which is a Willie? So how this is going to go, we're still going to give you three song titles. One of which is a Conway-recorded, Willie Nelson-written song.
Okay.
He only did one.
It's a Willie song done by Conway, as only Conway can.
There you go.
Got it.
The other two, Conway never touched. It's one of the few things he never touched. One of these Willie Nelson standards was recorded at some point by Conway Twitty. You tell us. All right, here are your options here. Song title.
Number one.
Hello, Walls.
Hello, Walls.
Of course, we know.
From the windows.
Fantastic.
To the walls.
Willie Nelson song, but did Conway ever cut it? Hello, Walls.
Hello.
Number two. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Did?
Oh, hi.
Did you ever do that? Song title number two or three.
Number three.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Of course, made famous by Patsy Cline. Mm-hmm. Then Willie did his own version, but Willie wrote it. Did Conway ever cut it? First up here. Good morning. Hello. Oh, dear. Hello.
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 Hi. Yes. This is somebody who didn't think they were ever going to get through, but just got through. Now here we are.
Here we are in life. What's your name?
Alan.
Hi, Alan. Where are you at today?
Granbury. Granbury.
Sounds like you're in Lake Granbury, actually. It sounds pretty watery right now where you are. Wrong game. That's Bullet Float.
Yeah, I was going to say, Thursdays. Alan, do you float?
At 8.
Are you okay? Water wings?
Yeah,
say what?
Can't hear.
Hey. Okay. Hey. I think we got you a little better. Mm-hmm. All right, Alan. Alan, what are you doing this morning besides deep scuba diving in Lake Granbury looking for treasure?
Heading to work, going to playing some pools.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you are.
Look at that flex. Look at you, Alan.
Man, look at that.
Gauntlet thrown to KB.
Yeah, you know all about the aquatic arts, don't you? Okay, all right. Alan, you've never played Will of Float. What the heck? I mean, you're an expert on this stuff. Jeez, you could even treat you can get our pH levels.
I've never got called in.
Okay, all right. Well, here you are, though. First up, and That Ain't My Twitty. All right, one, two, three. You got first crack. Which is a Willie song? Which is it Twitty and a Willie?
Excuse me?
I'm going to say number two, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Number two!
In the Rain. What makes you say that, fool man?
I'm pretty sure that's a Willie song, and I'm somewhat familiar with Willie's music. Certain tracks were recorded over with other people as well.
All right. He knows about
blue, crystal clear water, KB.
All right.
Question, Alan.
Since we're not doing process of elimination this morning, and we're just going to hit the button and whatever song plays, we're going to find out here. All right. Alan, the pool boy. Oh, boy.
Hey.
Well, survey says, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Was it both a Willie tune and a Conway tune? Who we got here? 3, 2.
In the twilight glow, I see her.
Alan the pool boy.
Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Look at him go.
1970. Was off the famed Hello Darlin' album.
Mm-mm.
It's the only time Conway ever touched a...
That's enough.
Wasn't planned.
Leave it alone.
Just went that way and I stopped myself. Restraint is important. Every good pool boy knows that.
It's a pool man.
You've got it. That is a Twitty and a Willie. You're on your way to... Which one do you want to go to? The Lone Star Smokeout or Trisha Yearwood?
We'll say Trisha Yearwood.
Trisha Yearwood this Friday. Night Concert. Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday, Willie. And always a happy Twitty Tuesday right here. Hank.
Thank you.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.